Hey, today is the 3rd. This is on Mr. Sorenson, S-O-R-E-N-S-O-N, Alex, A-L-E-X, who was born 12-18-61. This is a 61-year-old gentleman with history of COPD, very thin, with end-stage prostate cancer, with metastatic to the bone, has refused treatment, also has a history of bipolar disorder, and a kidney mass, which I suspect is positive for malignancy. Patient used to weigh 160 pounds. He currently weighs 150. He eats very little. He will not stop smoking. He continues to smoke. Immunization, COVID immunizations, upgrade, medical problems, atrial fibrillation. Patient used to be on Eliquis, but has been taken off the Eliquis because of frequent falls, surgical history, bladder cancer surgery, prostate cancer surgery, right knee surgery x2, wrist surgery x3, fractured femur, and most likely related to pathological fracture, prostate cancer. Family history: dad died of aortic aneurysm 17 years ago. Mom is alive. She's 86 years old, 87 years old with dementia. Also has a history of coronary artery disease. Patient's found to be quite weak. He's able to ambulate with help. Patient, again, will not stop smoking. Used to be on oxygen. His oxygen was discontinued because of the fact that he's at a high risk of setting the house on fire. He lost weight. His appetite is diminished. As I mentioned, he lives in a group home. He's definitely not able to drive. He's homebound. Period. He's having issues with pain in the bones, decreased appetite, and becoming more and more ADL dependent. Period. Medication includes Depakote 500 milligram twice a day, Zyprexa 50 milligram at nighttime, Trazodone 100 milligram for sleep at nighttime, allergy, penicillin, sulfa. Medication used to be on Xarelto and Eliquis, and they were discontinued because of falls. Social, he's single, doesn't have any children, originally from Galveston County. Used to work in a newspaper business for years, but has not worked for some time. He smokes. He used to drink alcohol, but has not been drinking for some time. On exam, we find Mr. Sorenson to be a very thin, malnourished, 61-year-old gentleman. He weighs 150 pounds or less. He's 6'2". His heart, actually vitals, blood pressure is 140 over 100, pulse is 110, irregular, and respiration is 18. Heart positive, phone positive is 2 with irregularity consistent with atrial fibrillation. Lungs, shallow breath sounds, coarse breath sounds, very wheezy. Abdomen is soft, scaphoid, neck shows no JVD, skin shows decreased turgor, neurological movement of all 4 extremities. Assessment, this is a 61-year-old gentleman with prostate cancer with mets to the bone, most likely with kidney malignancy, atrial fibrillation, significant weight loss, becoming more and more ADL dependent, has issues with pain, it's pain medication, and hospice can provide him with pain medication at home. Patient also suffers from COPD, oxygen dependency, but is not able to use oxygen because of his smoking. Next number, history of bipolar disorder. Next number is atrial fibrillation, explained above. Next number, patient definitely needs pain medication. Next number, patient is hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Next number, pathological femur fracture. Next number, history of sleep apnea. Used to use a CPAP, but has not used that for some time. Next number, history of aortic aneurysm, 2.8 centimeter. Next number is will not stop smoking. Once again, next number of death is very near for this gentleman. Thank you.